Op die kassie met Ashmont Martin, jou kollig op die klein skerm.
Today I get to speak to a phenomenal person, of course, here on Op die kassie. And she is from Central South Africa. In fact, she's from Tabanchu, but now she resides in Centurion. And I get to speak to Refe Dambaza about her, of course, appearance there on MasterChef South Africa Season 5. And she was one of the 20 contestants. And of course, you can catch MasterChef SA on S3, that's on SABC 3, Saturdays at 7:30. Refe, how are you doing?
Hey, Ashmont, good at you.
Absolutely wow. Fantastic. Listen, I know you might not be in good spirits right now, but listen, I want to first welcome you, of course, here to Op die kassie. But how are you feeling after that tough weekend that you had? Let's get around that first.
Yo, Ashmont, I'm going through, you know, 7 stages of denial. How many stages are there? However many stages there are of denial. Because I'm not yet at the acceptance yet. Mm. I'm still in shock. Everyone is calling me. I'm like saying, there's no way, guys. I don't believe that.
You don't...
So I am deep Benekant in my denial stage.
Listen, tell me, Refe, your experience on MasterChef South Africa was quite an adventure, as I've seen. Why did you enter?
Okay, I entered because I've always watched the show from a very, very young age. It was our go-to with me and my grandmother, so we bonded over the love of food and cooking.
Beautiful.
So when the opportunity came, and it was a no-brainer for me because I've always imagined myself doing it. And I saw that auditions were open. I sent through that audition tape without a blink of an eye. And the experience in a few words, oh my gosh. Nothing short of amazing, roller coaster, turmoil, all of that, Ashmont, all of that.
Listen,
my word.
Absolutely fantastic. Listen, you, of course, had a challenge, as far as I know, of combining Italian and South African ingredients, and I love Italian food. What inspired you to create your dish, pap, vors, and sauce?
Oh, that was my grandmother's favorite Saturday meal. Mm-hmm. You know, our grandparents have certain meals that will be enjoyed on certain days. My grandmother loved her pap vors sauce for Saturday. So it was like a no-brainer for me when they like combined Italy and SA. I was like, okay, some nice boerewors meatballs, a nice rich sauce, good pasta. Where, Ashmont? Look where I am now.
I understand. Listen, I can imagine, you know, you didn't continue on the show, but how do you feel when you receive the news? And then also, I know it was definitely tough, but you made also a huge impression on everyone. What moments meant the most to you during your journey?
Oh my gosh. Obviously, it would have to be the challenges I won or did very well in terms of getting feedback or being part of the top three. I had a couple of those. So those were like my highlights on the competition. And of course, I didn't realize how hectic the impression I did on them until I saw the episode on Saturday and saw everyone's reaction when they heard that Refe is going home. So it's heartwarming to see that after a couple of few weeks, I'm able to make such a great impression amongst my fellow cooks. As heartbreaking as the moment was, I felt like I want to kill someone. Because what do you mean? What do you mean my time is up? I'm here until the end.
Until the end. So, oh my goodness. But yeah, listen, it was so beautiful. Listen, you mentioned also having traditional cooking style with a modern twist, you said. What does that mean exactly, Refe?
Ashmont, I have the perfect example for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been following my journey closely, one of the episodes where I did really well, I made a corned beef, you know, bully beef.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I made a croquette with that. Judge's comment was like, you took bully beef to a private school. That was forever. So those kind of traditional things that we grew up eating, I just take it and take it at a whole nother level.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Mm. Now, I want to find out from you, what does the future look like for you? Can we expect to see you, more of you perhaps, with a pop-up restaurant or something similar? What's in the pipeline? What's cooking, Refe? What's cooking?
Yes, I am busy cooking in the kitchen. They say, let her cook. But yeah, I'm cooking. So what you should expect from me in the very near future is pop-up brunch spots. I love brunch, like I told you. Mm-hmm. So I'm working very hard on a few pop-up ideas that I will be having next year. And I wish to see you there, Ashmont.
Well, I'll definitely want to be there. But before I let you go, Refe, for your fans out there, what message do you want to share with them?
My fans, thank you, first of all. Thank you for the love and appreciation. I literally feel it every time I see the comments that they make. And the biggest thing for me is that we cast fear away. No one is going to be held back because they are scared of what people will think, mm-hmm. Who's going to say what. It's all about us now. So fear, we chuck it away.
We chuck it away indeed. Refe Dembaza, thank you so much for your time. You're on Optikasi. I wish you all the best for your future endeavors. And who knows, maybe, as you said, maybe I can make a turn there at one of your new places. Who knows? Keep me posted, yes, okay?
Optikasi met Ashmond Martin. Luister weer na hierdie insetsel op OFM.co.za.